You are now listening to the New Old Heads Podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon Eastern Standard Time at bringdowntheband.com, and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl, and Sun King Brewery. Support the New Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads Podcast. I am Major 7. The entire crew is here. Starting off with my man Longevity. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Spectacular.
Cardiovascular. Good to see you as always, my man.
Yeah, you too.
Across the table. Man, I don't know what's going on. I stay out of grown folks' business. I see you with the Cardinals joining on. My man Jay Moore. How are you, sir?
Blessed and highly vaccinated. You know, 16, as of the recording, 16 games in a row.
Oh.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Yeah.
Cardinals.
Yep. I ain't mad at that. To my immediate left, DJ J Diff. What's happening, man?
Salutations.
How you doing, man? You frustrated today?
I am. You know, I'm a little frustrated just because. So, Jay Moore, shout out to Jay Moore. He wears awesome jerseys.
Fresh.
That's a point.
Fresh.
But I'm sitting here with this Indiana Pacers sweatshirt on.
I like that.
Mike didn't acknowledge it at all.
It's like a throwback.
He just want to jump on. A Jay Moore's bandwagon every week.
I feel you.
Because that's just the type of... He's just a hater low-key on who he wants to hate on.
Actually, I'm going to say I'm wrong. Because that is fresh. And all you need is the Pacers joint to match and you'll be really killing them. I'm wrong. That's fresh. Missed that one. I apologize.
Those are my favorite Pacer jerseys.
Yes.
Ever.
Yeah. Flojo actually designed those jerseys. Oh, Forrest Griffin Jr. Yeah.
We know this era. Like, I know when you see that, you know the era. So I missed that one. I apologize on that one because that is fresh.
I just like the color scheme of the jerseys.
It just takes me back. I remember that era.
I mean, the color scheme is the same. But
Reggie Miller.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so shout out to LaSalle
Duncan
Thompson.
Dutchman.
If you're old enough to know, you know. Shout out to LaSalle Thompson.
Detlef Schrempf.
Vern Fleming.
Stop, man. Y'all remember Pooh Richardson?
Dale Davis and Antonio Davis.
I watched the Pacers. Now, you remember Pooh Richardson?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm just checking. Yep. Shout out to my man Red August, our on-site producer. I don't know why, but he has a mic. Hey, buddy.
Major 8th.
How you doing, man? They can't see you, but...
It doesn't matter.
Okay, it doesn't really. I was just checking on you.
It don't matter.
Okay, all right. Appreciate you, Red August. Shout out to the chat. The chat is alive and well. We see y'all in there also. Thanks for the comments. They were actually in there. I've been acting the fool since the pre-show. We appreciate it. All right, man, let's go ahead and jump in to our first topic.
Well,
what's up?
Not our first topic.
Well, I mean our random topic. Our random topic. All right, so it looks like Tyler the Creator was in the news recently. And speaking on Kendrick Lamar, and the headline, I think this is Hip Hop DX. It says Tyler the Creator admits Kendrick Lamar's family ties verse ruined him. Terry, I know you saw this article. You might be a little bit more familiar than the rest of us. Like, what was the basis of what Tyler was saying as it related to Kendrick?
So what he's saying, the premise behind that statement is saying that by hearing that verse and mind you, that verse isn't like this immaculate, super hip hop, lyrical, spiritual type verse.
Agreed.
But what he was saying is basically hearing Kendrick kind of go out of his ordinary lane and he's using different voices. He's using a whole different flow and he still holds himself to that high state of being one of the most elite MCs. It's making Tyler have to pretty much go harder because he's like, man, he's at this point, his stage in his career. That means that I have to continue to work harder because he's doing the same thing. So that's what he means by ruined him. And Tyler is a very creative individual. We all know that.
But, yeah.
But ruined is kind of another term for inspired in this sense.
I actually like that. Like it's dope to see, you know, creatives that are actually that, you know, put out good content. Tyler's consistent. Like we've talked about that. Like he has the best, unless I'm mistaken, there's something that I'm missing. We've talked about, you know, the couple albums and, you know, the verses, if you will, in terms of those two albums. I think Tyler's album is better than both of those.
Tyler is up for album of the year already.
Oh, definitely.
That. And
definitely.
He by far has the best album that I've heard this year, unless there's something I'm missing.
If we talking about mainstream stuff, yeah. Tyler and Nas is probably my favorite two of the year so far.
I would agree. And like I said, chat, throw something in the chat if there's something that I'm missing. But those two albums, I got Tyler number one. I would have Nas too. But I think this, to me, this is dope.
I'm going to throw AZ somewhere in there. I'm still listening AZ. To AZ.
You know what? I listened to the AZ entirely. Here's the one thing that I'll say about AZ. AZ's smart. He still sounds like vintage AZ. Mm-hmm. He's also reached out to vintage Purdue, like the Pete Rock got a joint on there. It's one of my favorite joints on the album. But AZ also has some of the production on there that is, if you want to call it, it's updated, but it's still AZ. Like, he doesn't sound like the old guy.
He has updated features on there as well.
True. He doesn't sound like the old guy that's reaching for something. Everything sounds like the updated version of AZ. So shout out to AZ. I like that album.
And
I
you know what album was good? People did not give it enough run or enough attention. Lloyd Banks.
I didn't listen to it like that.
I listened to Lloyd Banks. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
What's it called?
What's so bad. I didn't get enough run to aware.
I had to Google it. Let me Google it.
He put it out, gosh, I want to say maybe March or April, but Lloyd Banks put out a nice project.
Element of Surprise?
That might be it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nate Jeezy just brought up D-Smoke. D-Smoke did release.
I haven't listened to that yet.
When did that drop?
Last Friday.
I'm a huge D-Smoke fan.
I saw a couple of songs.
Westside Gunn put out another album.
He did.
Yeah.
And it's featuring some engineering by the homie Ill Brown.
Shout out to the homie Ill Brown, man. Yeah. Put some respect on our homie's name, man.
If I want to be 100, his two mixes on the album are the cleanest mixes on there.
Nice.
Talk to him.
See, I didn't know what I heard. So if I probably re-listened to it, I'd probably be able to pick him out.
Yeah, Griselda has a gritty sound.
Yeah.
My favorite song on there is track 3. This is the first song where they actually start rapping.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But, yeah, because there's a couple like intros and like just
like real Papa Woo-ish.
Track 3
type
is
joints.
Hard. Like with him, Benny, and Conway.
Yeah.
But now they have that gritty sound naturally. But the two songs that Ill's engineer was featuring Stove God Cooks.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can tell the difference.
Lots of Stove God on this album.
Yeah. The difference in how those sound to me personally is a cleaner mix. Yeah. And I'm not just saying that because that's the homie, but.
Nah, man. Ill's has his progression as an engineer. We've been able to watch it because that's the homie. Like, you know, he's.
Are you talking about on the B-sides?
Yeah.
Yeah, B-sides. Okay. Yeah. He's always been an incredible producer, but. He started really getting into his engineer bag and really honing his craft. And like now to see him getting those engineering credits, I'm just happy for him because it's way overdue. You know what I'm saying? So salute to the homie on that. But in regards to like what we're talking about here, I like this. Like you should be inspired by the elite to try to do certain things. And it should keep you up to try to.
Ramp is hip hop is competition.
Yeah.
Like that's the.
It's built on competition.
Yeah.
That's a point that's been lost on a lot of these people.
Agreed.
Everybody want to be friends. It's kind of like the NBA.
Yeah.
Everybody want to be friends now. Remember when the NBA used to be, if we ain't on the same squad, there's no befriending you until the season is over. And we may not even be friends then.
But that's the AAU culture because, you know, these guys grow up hooping every summer together or
on travel teams.
Yeah, like that's what messed that up. I mean, they still compete at the highest level, but to Terry's point, back then it wasn't social media
and trading jerseys and all that. Like, you know,
and don't get me wrong, I ain't trying to be the sourpuss and say that
I
you ain't supposed to be friends.
Yeah, I'm glad Bill Lane Beer was out there punching people in the face. I mean, it was just a different energy. Saying it was better, you know, but it was different.
Me and my homies used to fight all the time on the basketball court, and then we'll be cool afterwards. It's just
so good. About this Kendrick stuff. Yeah.
Sorry.
Tangents, y'all. Tangents.
Let me steer this thing back here. Sean, what do you think about...
Well, Michael,
What do you think about what Tyler said about Kendrick?
I want to talk more about Lloyd Banks.
Let me tell you, I love the hip-hop music.
Good, and, man. We appreciate it.
And
it makes me tap my feet.
Oh, man. It's got a nice bop. You know?
Very danceable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do a nice jig to it.
a jig?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do a little do-si-do. But, no, I was just kind of joking. But, yeah, to all this, I think it's cool. I like to see Tyler. I feel like Tyler's doing it the right way. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, I said this a few weeks ago. I don't really have anything else to add to what you guys already said, but mm-hmm. I said a few weeks ago when I was talking about Tyler, like, I just like Tyler as a human being.
Yeah.
And as a hip hop artist and as a fan and as a person that's in it, like everything that he's a part of, like, I just appreciate. So like, I appreciate this comment from him, you know, because he's given praise to somebody who deserves it. And
yeah,
he's not being like bitter or mm-hmm. you know, like treating it like, oh, I deserve, you know, it's just like the Khaled thing, you know, like it's okay to tell somebody that you like what they're doing. It doesn't reflect on your art, you know.
He's one of the few that I look forward to seeing what is next.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys where I'm like, all right, where is he going to take it? And you know, with him being inspired, I actually like that because I don't know where he's going to go next. Like, he's reminds me of Organized Noise, just with the versatility and how he, you know, just comes left field, you know, but the left field is still high quality left field.
Just creative.
It is very creative.
He just reminds me of an artist. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do him at the end of the day. And that's one of the things that makes him stand out. He's not scared to veer into a different lane and do something different in order to keep himself relevant.
Yeah, and to the comment, just David, he is being humble, but he doesn't have to be, and I think that's what makes it so cool.
I was talking to my cousin over the weekend about Tyler, and I said the first thing he says is, "And I don't know, man. You talking about old boy that he painting his nails?" I'm like, "You ain't listen to the music, did you?" He was like, "Nah, but I don't know if I'm trying to hear all that." I said, "You looked at him and you saw him, and you haven't gotten a chance to really listen to the product, like actually hit play." He's like, "Nah, I ain't listen to it yet." So he texted me back and he was like, "This is the most recent project with Drama." He texted me back and he was like, "Man, he got heat." I said, "I told you." And he's like, "Man, if I'd have known that, I'd have listened to this." I said, "It ain't about that. You hear it now. Go back and listen to his catalog and thank me later." And now he's going back to Flower Boy and all the rest of those records. So I'm a fan of dude, man. Hey, like,
don't let the fact that man's confident enough to paint his own fingernails steer right, you away from
the fact that he's making his heat.
Yeah.
100%. So
he ain't the first artist to paint his fingernails.
Sure ain't. Not at all. Sure isn't.
Not at all.
Tupac had a nose ring too, y'all.
And wore some interesting. Uh oh. Don't get Red August. See,
I'm just
don't
saying.
Do that. Don't do that. Don't do that because Red August don't get started, man.
Pac didn't have any suspect lines, though. There are some artists that have some suspect lines.
Well, this is true.
Suspect, yeah. Depending on what's your definition.
No,
is,
man. No.
Didn't we? Yeah, we did a show about this. Yeah.
Don't do this. We're not about to. Don't do this, man.
I don't even think we could do that show again.
Nah, that show is gone. Yeah, that show is gone.
You can go watch it, though.
All episodes available on all your streaming platforms. There you go. Check them out.
Go back and find it and, you know, comment. Yeah, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we gonna go down that road. But nah, man, I hope it inspires him to make some more great music. And you know, Kendrick on the clock, man. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what's going on. We know about the TDE situation. I get that. You know, you don't want to push greatness, but bam, on the clock at this point. It's been a little while.
Pusha T said he dropping something this year.
We'll see.
Well, you can will see.
Yeah, exactly.
Pusha T like that, man.
No, I mean, I do that for anybody who says I got something coming this year. Or
Is it done?
Until it's done.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I'll take your word for it. All right. We'll see.
All right. So speaking of projects and upcoming projects and is it done? There was a release. Ghostface confirmed that, not the Ghostface from the Wu-Tang Clan, mm-hmm. some of y'all grew up on. Probably, yeah. Is he the most popular member? Maybe. That's subjective.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Depends on who you ask. Yeah.
But anyway, Ghostface, he says Kanye West and Mike Dean are scheduled to be executive producing Supreme Clientele 2. Now, we all know the first album is iconic. The first album is classic. One of the best Wu-Tang releases ever released. Blah, 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 blah. So, Jay Moore, I'm coming to you first. The thought of Ghostface, Supreme Clientele 2 being executive produced by Mike Dean and Kanye. Are you cool? Will you wait and see? Or are you hype about it?
You know, with all art at this point,
I need an answer on the first part first.
I will wait and see.
You're going to wait and see?
Okay. You know, because I think about, you know, if you really go back, the songs that Jay-Z wound up getting on the Blueprint were songs that Kanye West had in mind for Ghostface Killah.
Mm.
You know, if you think about
good point.
The songs, think about Never Change.
Yeah.
Think you could imagine Ghost on that.
I could.
I can also imagine this artist from Chicago called Payroll.
Talk to him, Long. Talk to him.
You know, so, but at the same time, that's the old Kanye. I don't know about this new Kanye.
That's the guy that we're talking about.
It could be something like Jail. Maybe.
I hope not.
Jail is tight.
Yeah.
Ghostface?
I don't know. Mm. You know, I think about Ghostface has probably been the most consistent member of the Wu-Tang Clan. I don't even think that's up for debate.
I'm not going to argue with that. So. Yeah, I ain't argue with that.
You know, whether he's working with Adrian Young or, you know, the joint with Sour Soul.
Master Killer got some heat,
you know.
Bad, bad, not good.
Yeah. So he's been able to work with pretty much everybody and still be consistently good. Hell, I even liked, the R&B album he did. I mean, I didn't love it, but it was, you know, I still enjoyed it.
Sarah Soul was fire.
No, I'm talking about the Wizard of, you know.
Oh, the Wizard of
Poetry. What was that?
I had to look up the name. I know.
Sounds like something I wouldn't like.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that, Long. Don't do that.
The Wizard of Poetry.
Stop, Long.
Nobody talks about that album.
We're going to go past that
one. It was one of those ones where I was like, okay. But luckily, he gives me enough consistently to where I'd be like, okay, he's allowed to try something.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So you said you're going to wait and see.
I'm going to wait and see.
Okay.
You know, I'm not... I mean, just like I still listen, you know, despite all the issues I have with Kanye artistically, and I don't want to say personally, I don't know, dude.
Don't know him.
But, like, just his positions that he takes politically, you know, and just the foolishness life that he's engaged in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
I still listened to Donda. Yeah. You know, and there's still a couple songs off of Donda I still listen to.
Life of the Party let me know he's still in there. Now, I don't know when that was recorded. I think that was back in the, obviously he talked about the Red Hats,
It was recorded way before the Red Hat stuff.
Okay, cool. All right. Maybe
he'll hit it out of the park. But once again, Ghostface, I don't care who he's working with.
Yeah.
Ghostface could put out an album of just him singing over Harold Melvin and the Blue Note songs, and I'd probably still be into it, and it'd probably still be dope.
Didn't he already do that?
Exactly.
Very well, I might add.
That's just the thing. Ghostface will just sing. Oh, he doesn't even, what was it, Holler?
Yeah.
He didn't even loop that up.
He just played the whole
rhymed
song.
Rhymed over the song, and that worked. Only Ghostface 100%. Could pull that off.
I remember when I heard that, I was like, wow.
I was like, Ghostface is the person that can make this make sense. Yeah.
Look, I'm still waiting on that Leave the Door Open remix with Ghostface.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, that was entirely too good for me to be listening to lo-fi rips on OK Player. So I still need an official on that.
Lone, I'm coming to you, man. Are you cool? Will you wait and see? Are you hype about the idea of Supreme Clientele 2?
I have two answers.
Yes.
First answer is I'm disappointed that he's calling it Supreme Clientele 2.
Okay. Any reason or just you hate the series album,
the series thing, like, okay. Supreme Clientele was the in the 90s. It's okay. Like, yeah, now I have to have this, like,
anticipation
of and judge it based upon what it could potentially be, and now I have to judge it on Supreme Clientele.
It's not going to be good as that first one. I highly doubt it, but
I don't think
I feel you.
You know,
you.
So if you just called it like there's very Supreme Clientels out here, you know, or something, something. I don't know, whatever. But I hate that. But as far as everything else is concerned, it's always a wait and see.
Wait and see.
With everything, I'm similar to Jay Moore. Like, I don't expect anything to be good anymore or anything to be bad. I just want to just hear it. I just want to hear it. And so I'm curious. I mean,
let's talk more work.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I'm a Ghost fan. I'm a big Ghost fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had Ghostface sign thing right there behind you guys' face.
Yeah, but shout out to Ghost.
But it's like, he's put out so much material. A lot of his material I know front to back, even some of his nonsensical stuff. But there's a lot of albums from Ghost that I don't know. but I still like. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I would like to. I hope it's good. I know, but I'll wait and see.
Okay, J-Diff, where you at, man? You cool? You excited? Hype about it, or you're just gonna kind of wait and see?
I mean, I'm kind of indifferent.
Okay,
pretty much based on. I kind of hate the build up, like he stated, having to be called a part two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're expecting it to kind of be on that level. And then what I'm comparing it to as well, Kanye did an album with Nas.
Mm-hmm.
That album with Nas, it wasn't bad, but the whole...
It wasn't good.
The whole... with Kanye, you have to... You don't know what you're going to get in that bag. You don't know if you're going to get the version that's mixed down and then he's going to give it to you later, the one that's supposed to be how you're supposed to hear it. Mike Dean even left production with Kanye West because he said it was just not a good environment to be in.
Right.
So when you're putting those two together to make a Supreme Clientele 2, there's no telling what you're going to get out of that, man. And it's like... I would rather it just be done and then they say it's out versus it's out in the open. Everybody's anticipating what's going on and then it drops and it's kind of like, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So well, it's kind of hard to call it.
How are you going to do Supreme Clientele 2 without the people who were on Supreme Clientele 1?
Oh,
you know, just like if somebody,
well, I understand updating it. So like, for example, I would maybe
call it something else. Definitely.
Yeah. But you know, like you could get like a Derringer. You can get like an Alchemist. You can get, you know, the cast that Griselda are working with. They could probably make that sound right. But we're talking about Kanye West, which and this ain't taking nothing away from Kanye West or Mike Dean. They both have stellar resumes. But we don't know what version of them that we're going to get.
Bingo.
Kanye and Mike Dean being.
Yeah. Bingo. I'm more excited about, excuse me. I'd be more excited about Mike Dean than Kanye at this point because I haven't heard a Kanye West beat that I would like to hear Ghostface on in a long time.
I've been waiting for somebody to say what you just said. That's the point. What do I have to draw from to make me excited about the possibilities of this? Based off production.
Mm-hmm.
Like what has come out in the last 3 to 5 years from Kanye that makes me even remotely get excited about the possibility of him executive producing Ghostface?
He's had some good beats.
The Andre joint
and some joints on Pablo. But that's my favorite joint on Pablo was produced by Madlib.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. So it's like, I mean, the beat for, we always talk about Father Stretch My Hand. That beat is cold.
But this kind of goes back to our conversation last week when we talked about how Diddy does his thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's cases where Kanye does that too right now,
mm-hmm.
where he's putting somebody in position to make something for him and he's putting his name on it. Dr. Dre did the same thing. So who knows what Kanye is actually out here producing at this point. So
that's fair. Right, that's
so,
fair.
So shouts to Nate in the comments. He said Kanye is executive producing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, okay. I'm curious, I guess. I'm more curious.
So that makes even more sense to what I just said.
Yeah.
Just like LeBron James executive produced at 2 Chainz.
Yeah. Yeah. And Diddy executive produced American Gangster. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was inspired, Playboy. Put my name
shout out to TikTok, though. We had a couple people that commented on executive producing. I know this has nothing to do with this conversation, but
go ahead.
I think some people are misconstruing what we're stating.
Yes.
When as far as executive producing is a skill. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to format and structure albums.
Yes.
But in the same token, a lot of people just throw people a coin and say, we're going to just make you the executive producer. And they didn't have anything to do with that. So be cool when you're taking shots and don't know exactly what you're talking about.
Thank you, man. Thank you for that.
Look, I'm just saying.
Be cool in the comments with, you know,
I'm just
be
saying,
careful.
If imagine if you went to a movie and it was a sequel to the first movie that you loved,
mm-hmm.
and none of the people, in fact, they don't even follow the same story.
Yeah.
But it's like, imagine you going to see, imagine if they went after Star Wars, you went to go see Empire Strikes Back.
This is already,
and there was nobody in the movie from Star Wars. And in fact, it was about a farming town in Georgia.
It's like
the Ghostbusters movie with all the women. Like, it was a decent movie, but it didn't follow the story.
It didn't follow the story.
And it was like, oh, there's a familiar character. Oh, he's not the character from the original movies.
It's like, what?
Well, I mean,
what if some of those characters are actually going to be used? They're just, I think they're just using this as something to get people hyped.
I think the fact that he's calling it Supreme Clientele 2 has done his job. I think that's the talking point. It's like, oh, Ghost going back in. Like, he got part two to Supreme Clientele. Everybody knows it's a classic. Kanye West, Mike Dean, executive producer.
But as if he didn't have bulletproof wallets and fish and more fish, you know, like.
No, I mean, we know that. But what I'm saying is, I think Supreme Clientele is like,
and Adrian, like,
they sleep. They might be asleep. I don't know. You
the
could
people
be right.
who
you
would
be
care right. about Kanye West or Mike Dean don't. These are not Ghostface fans anyway.
Here's the thing. Maybe
they're using that tool to pull them in.
True.
Maybe, but like in a streaming era, really, what's the point?
Shout out to Nate Jeezy though, because that's, I mean, we mentioned that in terms of being executive producing. The reason I'm saying, what is he giving me? Has he given me a reference point? Is because I just, the hip hop in Kanye, I just can't see him not having joints on this project if he's going to executive produce it. That's where I'm coming from. I'm thinking there's no way he's going to let a Ghostface album be called Supreme Clientele 2 and not put something on there. Like, I'm thinking, what is he going to give him? What are the conversations they're going to have about the direction of the album? Now, on the flip side of that, I do know Ghost is Ghost, and I can't see him being swayed to do something.
That's sure a hard. That's I don't a know. Hard mountain to climb, because when you think about Supreme Clientele, every song on that mug, was jamming.
It was jamming.
You know what I'm saying? And they were different, but that whole span of time, whatever the album length is, it was a great experience. So
I mean, he's got songs where he's not rapping about anything at all, and they're still great songs.
Yeah,
this is true.
So I mean, you're holding.
I can't really even tell you what Apollo Kids is about.
Yeah. That's a high standard to hold yourself to if you want to take on that job. So,
I don't know. I just personally would have preferred them to leave that alone. Maybe that's just the nostalgia in me. I mean, Supreme Clientele is one of my favorite albums ever.
Yeah.
Period.
So it's like, why play with that?
I mean, it's, you know? we've talked about this in the past, but you know, the sequels, the trilogies, like, those don't usually.
I don't typically like that, so I'm biased in that manner anyway. So
those don't usually go too well.
ELE 2 was good though.
Yeah.
Nate Jeezy be low key hating on ELE 2. That's still my guy though.
Sing the song of salvation.
I ain't gonna get started. All right. So nah, man, we'll have to wait and see.
Califragilisticexpialidocious.
Say it.
Docecalifragilisticexpialisuper.
Eating grouper. All right, man. So, I mean, we'll see.
Grouper? Did he really went to say grouper?
Probably grouper. It's a fish.
I think he said grouper the fish.
Ain't grouper? Ain't it grouper?
Grouper.
He said grouper.
Okay.
He said he grouper, didn't he?
I don't remember.
Grouper, I know grouper, you don't know. Tomato, tomato, I guess. I don't know. Never mind.
Red Dog Silver cussing me out.
Walk with a diddy bop, op, you silly pop.
Stop.
Yeah, my rap is like ZD.
Yeah. Shout out to Ghost, man. We love all your random quotes. Random bars. I'm sure this will be something that we are definitely going to revisit when it comes out. Nah,
if it comes out.
And if I'm wrong, I told Nicole this today. I said I'll gladly be wrong if this comes out and it's good. But as my stance, I'm cool on the idea.
If we want to keep it 100, anything that has Kanye's name on it, 9 times out of 10, Mike is going to say, I'm cool.
What is he giving me to think otherwise?
I'm just saying.
Okay, there we go.
He's got a pretty good song with Andre.
Yeah, that one. Now that, hey.
Man. Did I have to?
You know, Life of Pablo was
Donda
bad.
Is not bad, though, man.
I'm cool.
Let's not talk about
it. Wing, get out of the road. I'm cool.
Mike has had this I'm cool Kanye conversation for as long as the podcast has been on.
Nah, man. Pablo has some heat, but I'm cool on Donda. All right, man. Let's go into the next topic because that could veer off to.
No, it ain't. I was just making a statement.
That's not like something I say, man. Don't say that. All right, man. Let's go into.
You would never.
Yeah, I would, man. Perhaps. Why you all? What's up, man? Why we got to go through this every week, man?
We don't.
Huh?
We don't.
Are you all right?
I'm great.
Okay. You all right?
Kiss ass.
All right, man. Let's go into the... I hate hearing, being able to hear Red August giggle in the mic, man. I hate that. All right, man. Let's go to the next topic. So Lil Nas X was in an interview. There was a Zoom interview. And
my favorite hip hop artist.
Don't do that. He just dropped his album.
Of 2021.
I think Drake came in first, which we're not surprised about. I believe Young Fella was second. But I pulled a comment from the interview that he was doing. And it relates to him and his struggles with being, I guess, quote unquote, accepted in the hip hop culture, if you will. We talk about the word culture. We've thrown it around, what that means, what it stands for, blah, 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 blah. We've done that before. I'm going to read this quote to you guys and kind of go around and see what you guys think. He says, honestly, I don't feel as respected in hip hop or many music places in general. But these are communities that I'm a part of, whether people would like it or not. This is something that I wanted to do because not that my entire album is rap, but there are rap tracks on my album. I am a rapper. I'm a pop star. I'm a gay artist. But it's like I belong in these places. You know, that's the comment that he has. So, J-Mar, I come to you first. What do you think about that from the standpoint of him saying, oh, I am a rapper, I am hip hop, but I'm also a pop star, but I'm also this, but I'm also that. Like, I think hip hop, there are a lot of artists in hip hop that are, I'm a rock star now. They don't classify it as just being, I'm a hip hop artist, I'm a rapper. Oh, I'm this, oh, I'm that. Do you think, like, what? How does that make you feel when you hear artists say that? Because it's kind of like, it's kind of torn in line with the actual hip hop culture. Like, do you take that a certain way when you hear a comment like that from him?
Well, I'll say this in, and I'll take any heat that comes along with it.
Oh, yeah.
Lil Nas X is not hip hop. He's not a hip hop artist.
I agree.
Just because you say words that rhyme, that doesn't make you hip hop. You know, when back in the day when they put out, you know, Gonna Make You Sweat with Freedom Williams, sure, he was rapping.
Yeah.
Technically, those were words that rhymed over a beat, but that wasn't hip hop. You know, when Milli Vanilli put out Girl, You Know It's True, that was words that rhymed over a beat, but that wasn't hip hop.
Paula Abdul and Scat Cat.
That I would put MC Scat Cat over any of those people that I just mentioned.
Straight up. You just lost a whole bunch of the younger viewers.
So, you know, I mean, you can get your respect from, you know, the pop audience, because that's, look, these songs that you make, it has nothing to do with you, you know, your association and your inclusion in the alphabet community. And I don't say that to be facetious. I say it because they always adding and removing
letters. Man, that ain't got nothing to do with it.
No. Let me cook. I'm just saying because, like, that has nothing to do with me saying that you're not hip hop.
Yes.
You know, because Tyler, the Creator, is a part of that, a part of the alphabet community. You know, there's spectrums and there's levels to this. And he's definitely hip hop, but I think the difference with him is Lil Nas X decided, okay, I'm going to make a place for myself as the gay rapper. Mm. Now, Tyler, the Creator, he's a rapper that might happen to be gay.
Yeah.
You know, like when I listen to his music.
But is he really, though? That's all.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Because I don't feel like in 2021 or whenever he's made certain statements, that's something that you would actually play with. Yeah. I would hope not. You know, but, you know, there's part of me that believes in like 3 years, we're going to find out that Lil Nas X is married to a woman and has two kids and lives a very traditional life. And this has all just been a big troll job. But I doubt that. But, you know, just never know. Yeah. And what we've seen in entertainment recently.
Yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me with him because he's all over the place.
Yeah. So, I'm talking about with Lil Nas X because sat and listened to his whole album because, like, I wanted to hear, okay, maybe there's some bangers on here, something I can put on because I send out the music list every couple of weeks, you know, and I try to find joints. So I was like, okay, is this going to play it? You know, it. Casbah or at, you know, at Tiki Bob's, is just gonna bang on the big speakers, you know, and I'm listening, I'm like, not really, not even. I was like oh, he's got a song with Megan Thee Stallion, let me listen to this. Nah, it doesn't, it fits in that whole when Nicki Minaj was doing Starships and all that stuff, you know, when it really wasn't for us, you know, it was for another audience. Mm-hmm. It wasn't for the hip hop audience, you know. But you know,
it's
a pop record. Yeah, just like just like we talked about.
Nothing wrong with him being a pop artist.
No, I didn't say there was.
No, I feel
but it's just like the you know when we sat down and we talked about how okay, Nelly put out the country album. That's not for me.
He got a new country album out.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. Yeah. Or even a lot of the Kanye. It's not that it's just not for me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how I feel about the Lil Nas X. Like, you can say, yes, you are rapping. You're saying words that rhyme, but you're not a part of, I don't see him a part of the actual culture of hip hop. I'm sorry if I don't want, I'm not saying this for any other reason, but yeah. Because, like I said, I'm comparing him to Freedom Williams and Milli Vanilli. Those songs hit.
Yeah.
Those songs slap, but it wasn't hip hop.
Jump in, J.D.
I'll say this. His whole angle, I think he found an end. So at this point, there hasn't been an artist that openly states that they're a gay rapper. He put himself in a position.
Not on a mainstream level,
but he's mainstream.
Right.
But he put himself in a position to where he could hold that title, which would then propel him a little more and give him a little more clout, so to speak. That I'm parading around as the actual gay rapper out here, and I'm out here being extra gay because it's pissing people off.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of using it to his advantage, which is a popularity type thing, which would put him in the classification of a pop artist.
Right.
He's not doing, even if he was raised on hip hop, even if hip hop is a part of his culture, his upbringing, his style of music, like Damore said, just because you're rapping tracks does not necessarily make that hip hop.
Saying words that rhyme. I wouldn't even say that you rap it. You're just saying words that rhyme.
It's about the content, the feel, the your aim. Your aim is not really to appeal to
people
the true hip hop core fan. You're kind of angling. I'm trying to appeal to everybody
else.
I'm going to do everything that's going to keep the eye centered on me and my style and what I do. And I'm going to make people talk about me every time I do something. It's kind of like a male Madonna, so to speak.
Anytime
Madonna dropped an album, she had a controversial video that would come with it. She would have controversial performances, things of that nature, but she was a true pop artist. Nas X is pretty much the same thing to me.
I would say with him, though, eventually the music has to be better than the controversy.
It does.
Talk to him.
And it's not that his music is bad. He's not dropping bad music, but it doesn't appeal to the core hip-hop artist. I mean, hip-hop fan. I'm not about to, even if I gave it a spin, I'm not about to ride around listening to Lil Nas X.
That's not
what I'm on.
No, and like I said, I gave the album a full listen. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, all right, well, maybe he's doing something, you know, but when I listened to it, I was like, as someone who loves hip hop, this ain't for me. This ain't for nobody who loves hip hop.
If I'm in the mood to listen to some hip hop music, I'm not gonna put Lil Nas X on.
Right.
You know, like if he's gonna be out and you're gonna put him in rotation with Justin Bieber and Madonna and stuff, all right, you know, cool.
Justin Bieber got harder songs than Lil Nas X.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe so. But I what I'm saying is like the songs, I'm not even gonna lie, the songs I've heard from Lil Nas X aren't horrible.
That's what I'm saying. It's not
hip hop to me. I mean, to me anyways, but
The closest thing I felt like he had was Panini. I feel like
Panini popped
in the club. The rest
Jack
of the stuff,
Harlow
the rest
is actually dope. Mm. I like the one with
it,
Jack
it worked,
Harlow.
But you know, like I said, I'm like as someone who sees how culture moves in real time. Nobody's playing these records. I want to see what they really would do.
I think they are in certain like. Say we're in Vegas or you're in California, you're in places like that. They're playing those records.
There are places where these records are connected.
It's gaining traction. You're not going to go to a club here. Like we don't have the same party that used to hop off at one of the spots in Ripple. I'm not going to shout them out. But
I know exactly what you're talking about because I hosted that too.
You know what I'm saying? Sir. So there was parties that type of music would get bumped at. I don't really know of any parties right now.
Is that a Wednesday night?
That
yeah.
That that goes on. Or I mean, it could still fly in certain places, but that's not our thing here.
Off of his first EP, I was like, we were rocking those songs.
Look, yeah, man, those songs worked. I think the Montero song that had the controversial video, I thought that was a decent song.
It's not a bad song.
It's not a bad song at all.
I thought it was decent. But just to interject real quick, like, you know, I do feel like he is trying to, I don't know how to say this. It's what you guys have already said. Yeah, take that.
That's yeah, right.
That's
exactly.
Yeah, take knock that, the can over. Yeah, that's for me.
Knock the can over.
I got you.
No, I don't know, man. Like, I don't want to pigeonhole the kid, but like he does. See,
go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry. I don't know why. That
what
was
you
funny
laughing for, man?
I don't know.
We're gonna pause
so
the new old heads because Jay Diff and Major Seventh are gonna go outside real quick.
Nah, we good. I'm good. I'm great. I ain't trying to bother him, but you know.
No, but
I'm good, man.
As far as like hip hop is concerned, and him trying to, was this comment made by him about wanting to be?
This is it. That's his comment.
So he said that. All right.
Yeah, that's him.
I feel like
why do you think? Let me ask you this, because I know you. I see what you.
There's a few things I want to say.
Yes, but what I'm saying is why is it? I feel like why isn't it just okay to be like, you know what, I'm a pop star, and just leave it at that. What is the fascination with trying to be associated with hip hop so bad?
Because you want that credibility.
Is that what it is?
But I'm not necessarily that mad at him saying that, because you have a lot of these people that actually rap a little more than him and don't want to be classified as hip hop artists because they want to be put in that pop star realm.
That's fair.
And unfortunately, they don't necessarily make that transition or right. that the aim that they're looking at. So I can kind of respect him for saying it, but unfortunately, it's not all the way true.
Okay. Somebody said something along the lines of him wanting to be like the first
gay rapper.
Gay rapper or something like that. You know, and, you know, I know gay rappers.
Yeah.
You know, like, not to shout anybody out, but Roy Kinsey's really dope.
Yeah. Makes dope music.
From Chicago. And
he's not extra like Lil Nas X, though.
He's not. He's an exceptional rapper, picks great beats, makes great albums.
Agreed.
You know,
because he's a rapper that happens to be gay, not the gay rapper.
You know, and
facts.
Like, I don't know. It's just weird to see that. It's just weird to see like him try to cling to that idea. And I guess maybe there's a lane for it, but it just seems like he's trying to put himself in that lane.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, he doesn't have to. But it feels like a concentrated effort to do that.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to understand, he caught lightning in a bottle with his first single.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is arguably, well, not even arguably. It's a fact that it's the most popular single of all time, right?
No, it's not even up for debate.
Now, does his music reflect that, anything like that now?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Gotcha. He caught lightning in a bottle on his first single. He called Lightning in a Bottle.
Yeah.
So, in turn, how do you top that? Right. Like, my first, I don't want to be a one-hit wonder. I don't understand why they're calling this Montero. Why are they calling that his debut album when he had an album previously?
Because I have no idea. You know, because people don't want to put the pressure, like, it's just like Megan Thee Stallion said Good News is her first album. I was like, no, that's like your fourth or fifth album.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I don't get that.
You say, oh, these are mixtapes. I'm like, I'm sorry, but those
are
mixtapes. Clear samples?
Did you have clear samples and you sold it. That's an album. But he did very well in his first single, in his first sharing. And then he has to kind of keep that momentum. He doesn't want to be the one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
That kind of fades him up to obscurity, and the only thing you know me for is this one song. So I think he kind of found different angles in order to put himself up there. And then Boosie helped him too.
I mean he's legitimately chasing the next viral moment.
Exactly.
There we go.
And like every day.
There we go, Long.
And I think that's what it is. So I honestly don't have any quarrels with him across the board. Like, I think I'm cool with Lil Nas X. He can do whatever crazy stuff he wants to do, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But the comment about wanting to be accepted into hip hop community, again, I go back to I know hip hop artists that make hip hop music.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That have that lifestyle.
Yes.
Or are gay or whatever. You know, like, it's cool and their music's great.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they do them.
Stop trying to be a gimmick.
I guess hip hop, you know, like it frowns in general on gimmicks and stuff like that. So mm-hmm.
yeah, so I don't know, about him. I don't think it's ever been about him being gay.
Yeah.
It's been
yeah.
about him be like, okay, once you get an image and a gimmick, you know,
yeah.
like I said previously, anytime somebody says something about him being gay, it's like he takes it as a power pellet and becomes more gay.
Yeah.
Wow. I like that. That's a bar right there, boy.
I mean, because just
clip that one.
I think,
how do you become more gay?
I mean, show up with
a Jerry Curl and a purple dress at the VMAs.
Let's look at
Red August.
Old Town Road, Lil Nas X, even though he had the cowboy outfit on, but that's, I mean, it was just a cowboy outfit.
Yeah. I mean, he was performing for the
young. If we look at his transition from there to here,
is there such thing as real straight?
No, but the whole thing is, I'm gonna put it in your face.
Yeah, cuz
I'm gonna be even more in your face. He's like, I'm gonna be even more in your face with it.
Yeah,
is how I'm looking at it.
Like now, if you thought maybe he's gay, now you can be like, yeah, he's gay.
Is the word? He's more flamboyant.
Red August says flamboyant.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's Red August word for today.
Take it all the way to the other side. Think about somebody like Lecrae. At one point, I didn't listen to him because I thought when I think Christian rap, I think of like DC Talk or whatever, and I'm right. like
Lecrae dope.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I realized that he's a rapper
mm-hmm.
who just happens to be a Christian and live in the, you know, and yeah. live in, being with the true and living, then I could get past it. Because when I just thought he was going to be like, you know, Jesus Christ, like make you jump or whatever, like I was like, I don't want to hear that.
It's going to be like that.
Yo,
a mixture of Donda.
Cut it out, Long. You know what? In the midst of us having this great conversation, in these great conversations, I forgot to
let's shout them out.
Shout them out. So let's shout out the partners real quick.
The ones that we still have.
Yeah.
Partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ Jay Dick. Our good friends at Indie CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. Sun King Brewery is what we're drinking on every episode. Check out their many local locations, and they might just be selling in your city if you're not in Indianapolis. And the best way to support the New Old Heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
We are back.
Hey.
That's the power pellets.
Shout out to the partners.
Power up, how you power up,
yeah, exactly. Whatever you got to do to stay on TV.
Yeah, shout out to the partners, man, and the power pellets. We, you know, we out here. Shout out to the chat as well. We appreciate y'all. They cutting up in the chat, man. I don't know if y'all looking, but they cutting up. All right, man, let's get to this last topic before we get out of here. I don't think this one will have anything to do with power pellets. So there was a, and bro, Lone said maybe.
I don't even know what a power pellet is.
Yes, so you do, man.
Played Pac-Man.
You did play Pac-Man.
Oh, those things. Okay.
Yeah, those are power pellets, sir.
Gotcha. it's coming.
There's a podcast for Ambrosia for Heads, and they made a comparison, which I actually thought, being a, you know, average sports fan, NBA fan.
Average.
I said average, man. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, you heard me. Don't do that. Stop giggling, man. You grown. All right.
Sports a little bit. 19 posts about LeBron James. Man. One day.
Cut it out. It's LeBron, not 19.
It's LeBron not 19. James. I'm going to start posting. Every time you say something about LeBron James, I'm going to post that video on it where the little boy keeps saying, LeBron James. LeBron James.
Anyway, man. They said what J. Cole is the equivalent of Tim Duncan as it relates to hip hop. Now, Jay Moore, you smirking, man, but hear me out. If you think about it, right? Tim Duncan is.
If you think.
Gotta think now. Think. Follow me. Follow me.
Okay.
J. Cole, Crocs. He on stage with the Crocs, the beard, the dreads. He's not fitted up, no jewelry. You know what I'm saying? He don't have 65 chains on. He ain't sagging. He ain't this. He ain't that.
Souls of Mischief.
Not Souls of Mischief. So if you think about it, doesn't have a lot of features. Just now jumped out the window with all the features. He pretty much stays to himself, produces all the records. Everybody's like, J. Cole is boring. He doesn't have a lot of features. Though. He's not. These are the things that are said about him. All of this is exactly what was said about Tim Duncan. He don't wear jewelry. He's cookie cutter. Bank shots, the big fundamental. He doesn't scream. He doesn't yell. Just go out there and give you 30, which J. Cole
dad
does.
Jeans. And then Michael Jackson. I mean, Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan. Him and Michael Jordan get the jeans at the same store.
Bad. Wide leg. Super wide. Like, yeah. Like,
except Michael Jack or Michael Jordan's old. So, oh, man. You kind of expect that from him.
Don't do that, man. But anyway, I like the comparison. I think when you think about his career, everything that people said about Tim Duncan, you can relate that to how people perceive J. Cole. But they both are all-time greats at what they do and consistently drop heat. They're champions. Like, I'm not mad at this at all. I think it's perfect. What do you guys think? Because I know everybody in this room know Tim Duncan. I'm not mad at the comparison.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah. Oh, man. Chop pool with him last week.
Yeah, we went to Walmart last week and bought Crocs.
See, it's always these two, man.
It is what it is, Mike. People have been peeping the show for the longest, they know the truth.
No, they haven't.
They know the truth.
You just got frustrated because I poured beer into a glass.
I wasn't frustrated. All right. So you just extra.
What you think about the Tim Duncan thing, man?
Exactly.
See, you're going to drag it all loud.
Just Mike being Mike, y'all. You know. Major 7th being extra 7th.
Go ahead, man.
But as far as being compared to Tim Duncan, J. Cole, I mean, what Shaq used to call Tim Duncan, the big fundamentals.
The big fundamentals.
So, I mean, if we're talking hip-hop wise, I mean, I guess he covers the fundamentally raps, sound.
Production.
Rap, you know what I'm saying? He kind of covers that. But Tim Duncan was quiet.
Okay.
He is a quiet killer. And what I mean by that is, I mean, everybody knows Tim Duncan has a handful of rings.
Yep.
Five.
You were not coming inside the post and not seeing Tim Duncan.
And apparently he was a trash talker, but just not on the sly.
Agreed.
Yeah. He probably talked trash like a Milton on Office Space, like real low and quiet. You know what I'm saying? Some people might catch that. But anyway,
I could just burn the whole place.
J. Cole is really not. I mean, we're talking about somebody that's in top three. He's being mentioned in top three of artists right now. Tim Duncan is fundamentally sound. I don't kind of equate them based off of how they dress.
Well, maybe not how they dress, but
I mean, I just use that as an example because people. It's floating around of him rocking the show with some cut off sweatpants and crop. Like,
I mean, when
it's not about the gear. Like, it's never been about how Tim Duncan walk into the arena. It's about the 30. That's what I mean, I'm saying.
I can see it from a point of view of Tim Duncan is one of the greats. He's definitely
best
one of the greats.
Best power forward ever.
Yeah, I give him that. J. Cole's style is, I don't call it boring though.
I mean, I didn't say I did either. I'm just saying that's what you hear.
But you would call Tim Duncan's style boring because he wasn't flashy. He wasn't Kevin Garnett and he wasn't like Blake Griffin and, you know, like he was doing it, playing the game.
Yeah.
He was like playing the game like people in the 80s, you know.
But
like,
he gave all those dudes that you just named 30.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Easily. Yeah. And he got more rings than all of them. In fact, he has rings when they don't.
True.
Yeah. I'm not mad at Garnett.
I
mean, stop.
I'm not mad at it. I think it correlates.
I'm just saying nay, just to say nay.
All right, well, that's fair.
This is the thing. It kind of goes back to our last conversation all J. Cole, what he's known for is being a good rapper and making good albums.
And people are upset at it.
We don't know about, I know he's married, but we don't know that much about his personal life.
I actually like that.
We don't know what he drives. We don't see him on red carpets, you know, or just doing goofy stuff to get on TMZ.
True.
We just know him for being a good rapper. And the thing is, in the social media age and the streaming era, that's not good enough for people. And so, like, there are some people be like, oh, he's boring. He's boring because he only gives of himself artistically. Mm. He doesn't show up to do goofy stuff to entertain you so you could talk about it on the Shade Room or Media Takeout or on the Wendy Williams Show. Yep. All he does is give you good rap music and good performances.
30
because people
30 and 10
people will talk about, oh, he's boring. Well, I'm sorry, but I just saw an arena full of people that showed up to see boring. You know why? Because they actually wanted to just see some good rap music. They didn't need to talk about, oh, what is he didn't need to show up to the Met Gala in a $30,000 pair of jeans.
You know what's crazy too, what you're saying?
You know, we just the opposite of what we're talking about with Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
I've seen people denounce J. Cole for how he dresses because he doesn't wear gaudy jewelry and flashy clothes, saying that he's not being true to himself. How is he not being true to himself? It's almost like you're making in rap, you're supposed to be flashy.
He's actually
flashy.
Being true to himself by just rocking what he rocking.
He doesn't have to buy a bunch of depreciating assets to impress you. True. He impresses you with the fact that he is a good rapper.
He said,
and makes good albums. That is the point of all of this.
He said, like, he openly has said on multiple occasions, I don't show my kids. I don't show my girlfriend. I'm not.
I didn't even know he had kids.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? I don't care.
That's what I'm saying.
The only reason I know he's married is because he sat down and had a conversation with Ryan Krigler, and he said accidentally about, you know, you being a husband now, and he's like, oh man, come
why
on.
You say that?
Like that's the thing. A lot of artists get right to me is that they don't give you everything.
Yeah.
They give you, I am here to entertain you with my art.
Yeah.
Not my real life.
It's kind of like, this is kind of left field, but kind of the same thing to what you're saying. So Shaquille O'Neal wants to denounce his celebrityism.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yep.
And his situation is a little too late for that.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost like he wish he had taken a path of like a J. Cole or Tim Duncan, so to speak.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he's talked about Tim Duncan, but people don't. I don't think I would want to give all myself to everybody if I were in that position either.
Yeah.
Because there's certain aspects of my life that I want to cherish with just me, my close friends, and family.
Yeah.
I don't want everybody walking up on me in the street trying to have a conversation about, you know what I'm saying, what happened with me and such and such at any given moment.
And even just to keep it real and to have like people like us talk about it.
True.
Yeah. You know, like,
the only thing we can talk about J. Cole is basketball and
hooping.
And he make dope music.
You know? And he's got good features and, you know, like he's good at what he does.
Makes good beats.
You know? I don't know. Like I've seen the argument a lot of times about he's boring, even in the comments. You know, I see it right now, but it's like,
Nicole be hating J. Cole, man.
You
ain't got to call it.
Look,
out.
I'm calling out.
You know, you can think that his music's boring. That's cool. You know, I understand where people are coming from that sentiment. But at the same time, he is somebody who is in complete control of his art.
Yeah.
He produces his own stuff. He is the head person at Dreamville, which houses a whole bunch of other stuff, a whole bunch of great artists.
Mm-hmm.
He chooses the features that he wants to be on, and he bodies every single one of them.
Tupac is his favorite artist.
You know, he's not apologetic about who he is. He's exactly who he is, and even if he's born and somebody thinks that he's born, he's okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing it the right way for a celebrity in 2021 that just wants to do great art.
Yeah.
And wants to also be able to have people hear it. Like J. Cole is a perfect model for that. He does him exactly how he needs to. He keeps the rest of the world as much of distance as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just him.
If you think about it, I think it was one of us talked about top three, quote unquote. Drake, Kendrick, you always hear that. J. Cole. If you think about Drake versus the other two. If you follow Kendrick Lamar on Instagram, what he got, like maybe two posts?
Kendrick and Drake are similar. Or Kendrick and Cole are similar.
That's what I'm saying. Very They're very similar in terms of how they move off the court, quote unquote.
Yep.
Like, I don't know. With Kendrick, I don't know what his crib looked like, if he got kids, what his girlfriend looked like. I don't know any of that because he doesn't push it out there like that. Drake, on the other hand, you know, his crib is everywhere. And,
you know, he's rubbing on Fat Joe. It's a whole bunch of stuff.
Look, I heard
and Cali getting hype.
Someone say this is like, look, you know why some people don't run to the light? Because they know they are the light. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to. When you know what you're doing is enough to draw people to you, you don't have to always jump in front of the flashes. You don't always like, it's kind of like, because I do,
it's another power pellet moment.
I see you.
I do the social media for a club here. I'll say at the Casbah. Why not?
Yeah.
And you know, there are people who, like, when they see that I'm recording, they like try to jump up and wave their hands and do whatever. I'm like, that's not necessary. You know, who do you think is really going to see this? Do you think someone's going to see this and be like, hey, I'm going to put him in a movie? This is to promote the club that I manage, you know? Mm. So it's just some people's mentality. You know, if you are one of those people that always jumps in front of the light, then you don't understand J. Cole. You know, if you're one of those people who knows you are the light and people are already drawn to you,
yeah,
then you understand J. Cole just a little bit better. Not all the way, because he's an artist. He's like I said, his music doesn't play on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, it plays a little bit in the club. You know, we got some joints that we can move to in the club, but you see, even with that, he can pack out a stadium.
Yeah,
and there's somebody that has a song that plays 15 times a day on the radio.
Can't pack out a stadium. That
can barely get a club date.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I think that's a good play.
I think J. Cole is doing is he does have stuff on the radio, man. Like the song with him and 21 Savage, and what's his name? That's on the radio a lot.
But just think about
it. He at least has one of those off of every album, one or two. But as far as image-wise and him being laid back, I mean,
what do you want, think about what do you want
artists,
him to do?
Yeah, people are worried about the wrong things nowadays. Like back in the day, Bob Marley could show up smelling like the stickiest of the ickiest. I mean, everybody does that. And he could be dressed like he's chilling, and nobody's going to say anything about it because that was his vibe. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're looking to see. People are so hung up on appearance and how you think somebody is supposed to look because you're chasing that, and you're not putting your priorities in the right. You know, because
you're thinking, if I had that much money, I'd have a red leather suit and a bunch of chains on. Like, why would
this? And I'd have
and everywhere I'd show up, I'd have a Phantom and three or four light skinned chicks with me. That's what I would do.
Listen,
I don't know why. Why would he even be married and have a family when he could just be out here living his life?
Diversify
just because
your funds.
Just because that's what you would do.
Yeah,
you know, don't put that on him.
And you might have a change of heart once you get in that position.
Exactly.
Hey, we gotta get out of here.
All the glitters isn't gold, literally. And sometimes people realize that. They love, you know, they like the toys, but they like being the artist more.
We gotta get out of here for time purposes, y'all. But good comments as always. Jay Moore just pointing out his condition. And make sure y'all check us out on all of our platforms. Just search New Old Heads on Google to bring up TikTok, bring up IG. Bring up everything. Follow us everywhere, man, on YouTube as well. We appreciate the support as always. Shout out to the chat. We appreciate you guys being live all night. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
In a minute.
Yep.